You are tuned to Georgia Public Broadcasting. I'm Ricky Bevington. The Founders is a new documentary about the 13 women who founded professional women's golf. It's a story that has never been told. It draws largely on archival footage from the 1940s and 50s and on interviews with the four living founders. Atlanta-based Mighty Fine Films is behind the project, and director-editor Charlie Fisk joins me now to discuss the film. Welcome.
Hey, Ricky. Thanks for having me.
How did the founding of the LPGA, or Ladies Professional Golf Association, come to be briefly?
Well, in 1950, there were 13 women that got together and signed the paperwork to start the LPGA, but it had been in the works for several years before that. Most of the golfers at that time who were playing amateur golf wanted a place to be able to play professionally and to hold tournaments and be able to get prize money and get paid. So really, I think when we looked at it from a historical perspective, it was right after World War II. These women, a lot of them had just come back from being in the armed services or involved in the war effort. And when they came back, there was nowhere for them to play. And they just decided, we want to make a go of this. And they kind of all joined together. And it was just the right group of people at the right time with a lot of gumption and determination. It seems really incredible that these women did that, you know, 40 years before another professional women's sporting organization started in the United States. So
they did it themselves. They just drove around the country playing, right?
They did, absolutely, and they had to drum up support from town to town. I mean, they put ungodly numbers of miles between each tournament, and they basically, when they got to each tournament, had to get the crowds to come out. It was really kind of their showmanship that got people to come and watch, even though they were incredible athletes.
It was more about pretty girls and pretty outfits doing this novel thing?
It was a novelty, sure. They came into town like a circus. A caravan of cars of women golfers.
Why hasn't this story been told before?
You know, it's a story about female athletes. I hate to say that, but what an unpopular subject in the culture of today.
Even today, you think it's a hard subject to talk about?
Absolutely. I mean, we're still talking about letting women into clubhouses.
Do they see themselves as these great innovators that history may now paint them to be?
No, absolutely not. The word feminism is just not in their dictionary. They did that in a time when it was hugely unpopular and isolating and probably really scary. They act like none of that was there, that they just did what they had to do based on their passion. And it's about golf, but it's more about that.
What is the state of the LPGA today?
Well, the LPGA is in absolutely incredible organization. All the ideals that they founded the organization on, which was inclusion and diversity and about lifting each other up, they still hold those values very, very close to heart. I think when you think of sports, you think of competition, these fierce rivalries, and definitely there are those, but at the same time, these women are hugging each other and giving each other tips, and it's just something I hadn't seen in very many other sporting organizations, honestly. And the level of the golf that these women play is incredible, and it's just getting better and better.
Charlie Fisk is director and editor of The Founders, which tells the story of the founding of women's professional golf. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks, Ricky.